Enter promo code USA, two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Presidents, first ladies, and many others who knew Barbara Bush are praising her for her devotion to the nation, her family, and literacy. Today, George W. Bush sat down with Fox Business to discuss the last moments of Barbara Bush's life.
I love the fact that she was married to your father for 73 years.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, he was by her side, by the way, when she passed.
Former President Bush also shares a story about his mother.
So here's the thing. We've got this leadership forum here.
Yeah.
And my mother would say, make darn sure that you participate fully in the leadership forum. And, you know, in other words, don't sit around and feel sorry for me or yourself, more importantly.
Yeah.
But move on with life, and that's what we're doing. And we thank you for being down here, because this Bush Institute is very important to us, and we've got some programs that we think are very transformative and helpful for the future of the country.
Yeah.
And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow up single digits for the day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chuck DeVore is a California transplant who now lives in Texas. He recently came out with an op-ed that was scathing over California and some of their more left-leaning policies. He explains why he wrote the op-ed.
Well, I wrote the op-ed in response to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, who sent out this piece by Rui Teixeira that basically said that California has become a paradise because the Democrats crushed the Republicans, and now we need another civil war in America so that we can implement the California utopia for the whole country. And I thought, this is insane. California is not a utopia. It's got the nation's highest poverty rate because of the crushing regulations and taxes.
DeVore is also the vice president of Texas Public Policy. A new advanced placement honors American history textbook has not yet been distributed, but it's already stirring up a controversy for being anti-Trump and suggesting that some Trump supporters are xenophobes. Tara Snyder, the student at Rosemont High School in Minnesota, is the one who brought the textbook to folks' attention. She explains why she did that.
I just thought that it was a little bit to the left or a little bit skewed. And so at the end of the day, I don't think it's my decision on what people should be doing with the book. However, I think it's really important that people across the country are aware of the possibility of this book going into schools.
Sure.
And they should be really interested in what their students
right.
are reading when they do go to
because
school.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
There's a lot of condolences pouring in, and Laura and I and our entire family are very grateful for people's prayers and sympathies. It's the end of a beautiful life.
George W. Bush earlier today talking about his mother, Barbara Bush, who passed away at the age of 92 yesterday. The service is scheduled for Saturday at St. Martin's Church in Houston, Texas. Now, the burial ceremony will be private, but members of the public will have an opportunity to pay their respects on Friday at a church in Houston as well. As the prosecutors wind down their case, jurors at Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial today heard the comedian's explosive testimony about giving quaaludes to women before sex, an old admission that's taken on new significance after about a half a dozen women testified that he drugged and then sexually assaulted them. This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pill have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pill have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Presidents, first ladies, and many others who knew Barbara Bush are praising her for her devotion to the nation, her family, and literacy. Today, George W. Bush sat down with Fox Business to discuss the last moments of Barbara Bush's life.
I love the fact that she was married to your father for 73 years.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, he was by her side, by the way, when she passed.
Former President Bush also shares a story about his mother.
So here's the thing. We've got this leadership forum here,
yeah.
And my mother would say, make darn sure that you participate fully in the leadership forum. And, you know, in other words, don't sit around and feel sorry for me or yourself, more importantly.
Yeah.
But move on with life, and that's what we're doing. And we thank you for being down here, because this Bush Institute is very important to us, and we've got some programs that we think are very transformative and helpful for the future of the country.
Yeah.
And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow up single digits for the day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chuck DeVore is a California transplant who now lives in Texas. He recently came out with an op-ed that was scathing over California and some of their more left-leaning policies. He explains why he wrote the op-ed.
Well, I wrote the op-ed in response to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, who sent out this piece by Rui Teixeira that basically said that California has become a paradise because the Democrats crushed the Republicans, and now we need another civil war in America so that we can implement the California utopia for the whole country. And I thought, this is insane. California is not a utopia. It's got the nation's highest poverty rate because of the crushing regulations and taxes.
DeVore is also the vice president of Texas Public Policy. A new advanced placement honors American history textbook has not yet been distributed, but it's already stirring up a controversy for being anti-Trump and suggesting that some Trump supporters are xenophobes. Tara Snyder, the student at Rosemont High School in Minnesota, is the one who brought the textbook to folks' attention. She explains why she did that.
I just thought that it was a little bit to the left or a little bit skewed. And so at the end of the day, I don't think it's my decision on what people should be doing with the book. However, I think it's really important that people across the country are aware of the possibility of this book going into schools.
Sure.
And they should be really interested in what their students
right.
are reading when they do go to school.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, everybody. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. You know what it's called. We've been doing this an awful long time. Well, not so much on Facebook Live, but also 4 years in studio here in beautiful downtown Flemington, New Jersey, with gorgeous weather today. So our topic today happens to be something that I haven't talked about a lot. It's called laundry rooms and how to make laundry rooms and mud rooms some of the nicest spaces in your home. You know, many, and I shouldn't generalize, but many of my clients happen to be women or young mothers, and the first thing they want me to do is give them a laundry room or a mud room space because they have children and boots and things, and it comes up so often. I wanted to dedicate today a whole hour to laundry rooms / mud rooms, how we could make them efficient, but also beautiful. Typically, when we're in these spaces and we're doing laundry and whites and all sorts of tasks that we have to do, they're kind of unpleasant. So if we don't have to do that in a dark, dank basement, that's always a very good thing. So whether it be something that's in the basement, whether it be a closet, some people, their laundry room is just a closet. I lived in a townhouse at one point and you just open louvered doors and that's what you have to work with. I made that space look terrific and functional. Or whether you're fortunate enough, as I am right these days, to have a dedicated room, let's make that room the best it can be. Let's give you lots of storage. Let's do really good things with that space. All right, let's start by taking a look at today's weather, though, which I think is on the upturn. I've been very unhappy when I've done the weather lately, but I think this is going to be pretty good. So let's see what it says. And the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently fair skies at 49 degrees. This afternoon, we'll have a mostly sunny afternoon with a high of 57. That's pretty good. Tonight, there's a slight chance of showers, 20 to 50%, with a low of 41 degrees. On Thursday, though, tomorrow, there's a 60% chance of rain likely with a high of 55. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 35. On Friday, it's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of 52. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 34 degrees. On Saturday, a beautiful sunny day, folks, with a high of 54. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 35. And finally, on Sunday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 59 degrees. So I see a lot of suns out and a lot of, on the chart here, a lot of sun and beautiful blue skies. Well, again, my name is Richard Scuderi. I am the owner of Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's and Maplewood, New Jersey. If you're in the Hunterdon County area, for the past, I'd say, year and a half now, I've been at my new location, which is 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, just outside of Flemington, across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I share my space with Bruce Brodak from Flemington Fan and Lighting, who's been in the area for 30 years. I'm in a 6,000 square foot lighting showroom, but do myself have an area of about 1,000 square feet of furniture, accessories, pictures, wonderful items, and also consultations that are done on the hourly basis, either in my studio to get some basic ideas or out at your home. One of the things that I do very successfully is I have a promotion I do that if you go to my website, www.mavenhilldesigns.com, you'll see there's a coupon page, a printable coupon for $199 that will come out to your house with a receipt book about this big, and I will go room by room with you and give you wonderful ideas for your home. It's the best $200 you'll ever spend. It's things that you can work on over time, or maybe I can help you implement some of those things or all of those things. But for $199, it gives you sort of fresh eyes to somebody who's trained in the industry and the best things that you can do for your home. So something to think about in the location here at 176 Route 20231 in Flemington, or my other location a little bit further north near the Short Hills Mall in downtown beautiful Maplewood Village at 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Take advantage of a consultant. Do the homework, and then just do things over time. It's a smart thing to do. My forte is homes, kitchens, bathrooms, whatever, but not necessarily landscaping. So what I did is I went out to Rucker's Landscape when I moved into my home 13 years ago, and they did a design plan for me. And then through the years, I've carried out pieces, but I know that the money was well spent. The same thing should go through when you do your home. Even if it's simple as picking the right paint colors can make a difference and, in fact, save you money. Okay, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about today is all about laundry rooms. We're going to get the dirty laundry out. Okay, after these messages. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and these days a general contractor doing all sorts of projects over the tri-state area. One of the projects that I'm really enjoying, where we're just about at the end of, is a business that had been in Hunterdon County for years. The restaurant is called Moe's Bistro, and for a number of years he was in Lebanon, New Jersey, right next to, right on Route 22. Going west next to the wonderful Metropolitan Seafood, a space that I had done when they moved. He was there for many years, and then he did take a move a little bit further north, but not far, to up 78 a bit, to exit 44, to New Providence, New Jersey. Moe's Bistro is inside the Murray Hill Inn and Suites, and it is a lovely, large restaurant. Last year, we did the downstairs of the hotel, we did the ballroom over, and then this year we did a makeover on the restaurant, and then we put in a bar, a wonderful bar, and we're just about to open. There's going to be an opening party, and I did some fun things with that. In fact, we're going to have Mo and Lisa from Mo's Bistro on to talk about creating a bar, what it's like to create a bar space. We actually found an antique bar that dates back to before the turn of the century from a grand Philadelphia hotel, and then retrofitted it and built a back bar, and all sorts of interesting stories of the history of that really neat bar. So lots of projects going on, lots of things that I do, from simple painting consultations to adding trim to kitchens to baths. If you ever want to get in touch with Maven Hill Designs, even just for questions, you can reach us at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be laundry rooms. As I said before, we went to first set of commercials. Often the laundry room and or mudroom come up when I do an evaluation. When I go out and I say, or someone says, okay, I have that coupon come out and do an evaluation. I spend a lot of time, if they have children in particular, on the laundry room / mudroom, because often that is the room of chaos. That's the catch-all room. That's the room where we have the most problem and the least, unfortunate, amount of function. So I want to talk about laundry rooms in particular, and then I'll generalize a little bit about mudrooms and the combination of both. If you are fortunate enough to have a washer and dryer in your home, I think you're very lucky. And many years ago, I had an opportunity to possibly live in Manhattan. And when I looked at the space and know that I had to go to a laundromat to do my washing and drying, that was that. I just couldn't see myself doing that. So very lucky growing up in places that always had a washer and dryer on site. And then when I got out into the world myself, except for maybe my dorm room where the washer and dryer was in the basement, I've always had a washer dryer in my space. Initially, it was in my kitchen. Then it was a sort of a second floor doors that opened up, louver doors that opened up, and then I had sort of a carved out space. And then finally, I have a laundry room now, which I can walk around in and have a sink in and all those things. I find my laundry room really a great room to work in. I'm able to get a lot of things done. And I think if you set up your laundry room correctly, you can do a lot of tasks there and minimize the clutter by making that the designated area. I like to do my ironing in the laundry room per se because I have it set it up that it's somewhat comfortable. I like to wrap my presents in the laundry room because I have a flat surface that I can do those things on. I like to do a lot of tasks in my laundry room because it's set up for that. And I'm going to teach you some of those things today. And of course, what's worse than doing laundry or ironing? Nothing. So let's make that room beautiful. It doesn't take a lot of money to make the room beautiful. We just have to be a little creative in how we do things. I did post, if you follow me on social media, on Facebook and then some of the other sites, I did post a inspiration room for a laundry room. It was quite pretty with shades of grays, whites, and a little bit of a sort of a pale blue teal color. Really a beautiful room, a room that anybody would want to go into, and I think that's half the battle. If the room is appealing, the lighting is good, it's an attractive room to be in, those tasks aren't quite as bad. So I want to start with, if you have a designated space as a laundry area, and I'm going to cover all the different areas. Starting by one is if you have them in your kitchen. Well, if you have the washer and dryer in your kitchen, most often we want to conceal those washer and dryer, those units. So I often have suggested doors or panels that match the cabinet panels so that when those are closed, those are closed. It's not necessarily so terrific to have the washer and dryer visible, especially if they're in the kitchen, but you can match your existing cabinet doors to cover that space and then open them up, which is fine. The one advantage I would say probably about having your washer and dryer in a kitchen area, you often have a wonderful big counter service above, surface above, I should say, and then you can fold and sort laundry. You have a place to iron. You have a place to wrap. You have a place to do things, and that is the positive of that. If we transition to having sort of a closet space, if you will, as a washer and dryer, as I had in two homes for many years, I hated when I opened up those louvered doors, which are always dust collectors, but opened up those louvered doors and saw a mess. So some of the things that I did, I think I can pass along to you. They're not necessarily expensive things, but they helped a lot. In my first home, when you opened up the space for the washer and dryer were in there. Also, the furnace was in there and the water heater, which is often the case that the utilities are all in one place near where the water and gas line are. So there was nothing above it to the ceiling. I had a bare light bulb in there, and that was about it. Well, one of the things that I decided to do, because the lighting was so poor, is that I just removed the existing fixture. Sometimes it's, you know, some sort of a fixture for code. And I went in and I got a beautiful, from Flemington Fan and Lighting, a beautiful, simple flush mount fixture. It gave me more lighting in the space. It was attractive to look at. And made a big difference. So lighting, and especially because this is a task, so task lighting is very good to do in the space. The second thing is I didn't stick with the builder's grade linen white paint that was in all of the closets in my house. This, in fact, was my laundry room. So as such, I went out and picked a beautiful color. At that time, I think it was Benjamin Moore's Saybrook Sage. And I painted out the space, a little tricky sometimes with the washer and dryer. I did pull them out the right way. And before I put it back, I put a skirt on the bottom or guard there, plastic, that if there was overflow of water, it would be compensated for. There was sort of a lip around it. So I did that with my white washer and dryer. And the place is now painted. I added molding to the space, inexpensive stock molding to the space, so it looked finished, just as it did outside of where that sort of closet laundry room was. And then I decided, what do I need? I need shelving. So in the first house, I probably wasn't as astute as I am today. I bought open shelving. I bought sort of white wire mesh open shelving and went up as far as the 9-foot ceilings would take me, which was great. Sometimes I needed a step ladder to get on the top, but it gave me a lot of storage for towels, for things, for detergent, for my iron, for ironing starch, for all those things. And then you close the doors and when it goes away. But when the doors are open, which on a Saturday could be almost all day, there was that beautiful sage green color with white trim, the pretty shelves, did well. Over time, one of the things that I had added was beautiful baskets, wicker baskets. And I took some of those things that were kind of ugly, like soaps and things of that nature, cleaning supplies, and I put them on the wire shelves in baskets. And then the baskets were attractive. In fact, it looked quite nice. So that was my first round. And doing some of those simple things, inexpensive things, can really make that look better. Next time around, next house also had the same situation where it was in sort of a closet, if you will. This time, not with the utilities in the closet, but it was in that same type of a scenario. So what I did was, and I recommend this to people that are doing renovations on their house. I was putting a new kitchen in my house, so I salvaged the original cabinets that I had that were oak, and I painted them white. I painted beautiful old cabinets that were still functional, just got tired of the way they looked. I painted them out white on the outside, and I sprayed them white on the inside. I took the old hardware off that was brass and put on nickel at the time, and then I lined them in a beautiful blue and white ticking lining. They went up in my new space. Before that, the space went up, again, I painted it out. This time, I think I painted it out in Benjamin Moore's November Skies, which is sort of a gray-blue. The beautiful white cabinets went up against the gray-blue background into the space. These are closed cabinets now, so I didn't have to be as careful as being neat into the space, and could put a lot of stuff that I wanted to get out of sight above my washer and dryer, and that was a great thing to do in the space, and made a big difference in how it looked and how it didn't really cost me anything. It was just the labor of using cabinets I already have. Often, if you can salvage cabinets on the job, try to do that. Laundry rooms and either your garage or your basement always could use closed storage, and if you already have it, don't let it sit in a landfill. Let it be something that you can reinvent. Paint makes things new again. You can reinvent things and repurpose them. All right, we're going to take our next set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about with laundry rooms today. I think next round I'm going to open up our phone lines here. If you want to call in, you can talk about your successes with laundry room makeovers.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and today's topic happens to be laundry rooms. We talked about when your laundry was basically in your kitchen, basically maybe just covering it up with cabinet doors that match. We talked about when you had it set up that it was sort of a laundry closet, that you opened up the closet. The washer and dryer were pretty much against the wall with maybe some other utilities, and then how to make that space more attractive and more functional. Now we're going to transition to talk about actually having a laundry room. So I went into my most recent house. I had inherited a laundry room, or I should say somebody else's laundry room, and those people opted to do some funny things. They took stencils of clothes and they painted clothes on the wall, and there were, you know, there was a bikini and there was underwear and there were sandals and there were all sorts of things on the space to make that a fun space. Didn't really appeal to me. So I took everything out and I stripped the space to the base. And I can just only tell you from my experience as a designer what I did and why I think that it works for me. I did it 13 years ago. It is as beautiful today as it was 13 years ago and not an expensive thing to do. So in my case, inheriting a laundry room, which is a luxury to have a whole room, took everything out of the space. The washer was needed to be replaced. The dryer needed to be replaced. The utility sink needed to be replaced. The existing tile was good, but it needed to be regratted. The walls needed to be repainted, and it needed a new light fixture. So it was a complete redo. If you have an existing laundry room, you can work with some of these ideas. Maybe it's something that you need to just take down to the studs, or maybe you need to designate a space to be your laundry area. So with me, again, it all starts with lighting. I think lighting is the base, and probably having my second Maven Hill Designs in a lighting store, I'm lighting-centric these days and really realizing how important lighting is. So, you know, in many of the homes, the builder gives you this sort of fluorescent, horrible fixture. So I had a hanging sort of above the ceiling, this awful fluorescent fixture. Well, that came down right away. And in this case, I added recessed lights to the space. It's a 9-foot ceiling. I got rid of that horrible thing, patched the ceiling. And then we did 4 recessed cans, which were terrific 5-inch cans with white baffles. Immediately, the space is more attractive, and the balance of the light was better. It just made a complete difference. Then after we patched the ceiling, we painted the ceiling white, flat as we normally do, and I painted out my walls a very, very pale yellow, color that's called Lighthouse with super white trim. So a very, very pale yellow. I wanted a yellow and blue laundry room this time around. So then I painted all the trim, everything else white, because my tiles, I inherited 12 by 12, very simple white tiles that were fine, but the grout was stained. So I had a company come in called, at the time called Sir Grout, who I still deal with today, and they took my existing grout, which was a terrible dark gray color, and I had it stained white again. So that did a couple things. Not only did it look new, and then they sealed it so it stayed new, but now when I first looked at the laundry room floor, it was all these segmented 12 by 12 tiles, and bigger tiles were already becoming more what was popular. When you keep the tile and the grout the same color, that all goes away. You don't see the grout anymore. You see one solid space. So, in fact, not only was that cleaner and it was sealed, but that gave me a beautiful solid white base to go on. So pale yellow walls, white trim throughout, white ceiling, recessed lights. Then I bought my washer and dryer. And, folks, my life experience, and I'm in many, many houses every single week, most women that I talk to and some men tell me, do not get front loaders. They are nothing but problems. They're great looking, and I'm sure they have their merits, but always having problems with them. I say keep it simple. Keep your washer and dryer clean, crisp, white, which is what I did. There are many good brands. I'm not going to run a specific brand, but I have a very reliable brand, washer and dryer, and make sure the capacities are good for both, and I think you should go white. Don't go trendy. They will be dated. I've gone to houses where there were a red washer and dryer, a cobalt blue washer and dryer, a black washer and dryer. And I do think over 5 years, those become dated and trendy. Go with the classic white. I've even seen stainless steel. You know what? I like the classic white the best. And they're usually the least expensive color-wise anyway. So got the washer and dryer in. Then I realized I needed to replace my mud sink. Mud sinks are, work sinks are a must in a space, especially if you have a big home and a family. If you're having your house painted, instead of the painter washing out his brushes in your kitchen sink, they go up to the mud sink. If you are soaking something that might leak dye, you put it in your laundry sink. If you're dyeing something, you put it in your laundry sink. There are so many things. If you're rinsing off something, muddy boots, what have you, a mud sink is a way to go. And you can go to you don't have to spend a lot of money on a mud sink. You can go to any of the home improvement stores and get a nice mud sink. Again, I did that as well. It came with a little bit of a surround, which was also white with a little bit of light gray in it. So now we have a white and pale yellow palette in our space. I did a renovation of my kitchen there as well. And what I opted to do, again in this case, was to take my original cabinets that the house had, take them out, salvage 4, and then reset those 4 cabinets in place so we had closed storage to the ceiling, which was really worked out very well. So it did that to the ceiling and then painted them out in white, changed the hardware, again, put wonderful inside. I found a yellow and a blue shelf liner that would work very well, and got it in place. So I had a very pale yellow and white laundry room, and decided to embellish a little bit in the space. And I went out and got a very inexpensive blue and yellow plaid fabric, had a valance that went to the top, so it made the window look bigger than it was. I went out and got laundry baskets that had the blue and yellow theme together, blue, yellow, and white. Then we decided to add some wainscoting in this space, which was very pretty. Simple sheets of wainscoting that went up the yellow walls, a little bit higher than normal, and gave an art rail that went around the space, made that a little bit wide on top, and then was able to place artwork on that beautiful artwork, botanical prints in blues and yellows. I had a spot for some cobalt blue glass and some pictures, and we were done. And a beautiful, inexpensive laundry room using stock materials and reused cabinets. It doesn't take a lot of money to make your laundry room gorgeous. It just takes creativity. And that's what Modern Design is about, giving you wonderful, practical solutions for your home. So that was basically the run of different ways to do a laundry room. We're going to take our news break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about mudrooms and incorporating mudrooms into your laundry room right after our quick news.
USA Radio News.
There's a lot of condolences pouring in, and Laura and I and our entire family are very grateful for people's prayers and sympathies. It's the end of a beautiful life.
George W. Bush earlier today talking about his mother, Barbara Bush, who passed away at the age of 92 yesterday. The service is scheduled for Saturday at St. Martin's Church in Houston, Texas. Now, the burial ceremony will be private, but members of the public will have an opportunity to pay their respects on Friday at a church in Houston as well. As the prosecutors wind down their case, jurors at Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial today heard the comedian's explosive testimony about giving quaaludes to women before sex, an old admission that's taken on new significance after about a half a dozen women testified that he drugged and then sexually assaulted them. This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now, because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Presidents, first ladies, and many others who knew Barbara Bush are praising her for her devotion to the nation, her family, and literacy. Today, George W. Bush sat down with Fox Business to discuss the last moments of Barbara Bush's life.
I love the fact that she was married to your father for 73 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was by her side, by the way, when she passed.
Former President Bush also shares a story about his mother.
So here's the thing. We've got this leadership forum here,
yeah.
And my mother would say, make darn sure that you participate fully in the leadership forum. And, you know, in other words, don't sit around and feel sorry for me or yourself, more importantly,
but
move on with life. And that's what we're doing. And we thank you for being down here, because this Bush Institute is very important to us. And we've got some programs that we think are very transformative and helpful for the future of the country.
Yeah.
And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow up single digits for the day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chuck DeVore is a California transplant who now lives in Texas. He recently came out with an op-ed that was scathing over California and some of their more left-leaning policies. He explains why he wrote the op-ed.
Well, I wrote the op-ed in response to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, who sent out this piece by Rui Teixeira that basically said that California has become a paradise because the Democrats crushed the Republicans, and now we need another civil war in America so that we can implement the California utopia for the whole country. And I thought, this is insane. California is not a utopia. It's got the nation's highest poverty rate because of the crushing regulations and taxes.
DeVore is also the vice president of Texas Public Policy. A new advanced placement honors American history textbook has not yet been distributed, but it's already stirring up a controversy for being anti-Trump and suggesting that some Trump supporters are xenophobes. Tara Snyder, the student at Rosemont High School in Minnesota, is the one who brought the textbook to folks' attention. She explains why she did that.
I just thought that it was a little bit to the left or a little bit skewed. And so at the end of the day, I don't think it's my decision on what people should be doing with the book. However, I think it's really important that people across the country are aware of the possibility of this book going into schools.
Sure.
And they should be really interested in what their students are reading when they do go to school.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor working in the tri-state area on all sorts of projects, commercial and residential, lots of painting, lots of molding, lots of trims, kitchens and baths, and everything alike. So I am going to open a second part of the show. I am going to open our phone lines. If you'd like to call into our show, Modern Design, if you're watching us, maybe you want to call in, and we'll put you on the air. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We are a web-based program, so often we don't get as many calls. But with the Facebook Live app, we notice that in all the shows, not just Modern Design, that people are calling in because they're watching the show live. So again, 908-237-0410 is the phone number for Modern Design for the balance of the hour. Our topic today happens to be laundry rooms and what you can do with a laundry room. We talked about different scenarios of laundry rooms and things you can do to make them better. Now I want to talk about laundry rooms slash mud room. Sometimes laundry rooms come as part of another space. So I want to talk about that. Growing up in the house that I lived in, our back entrance was both our laundry room and our mud room. It even had a bathroom within it. So it was a lot of things, and it made sense for a young family to have that multi-purpose space, laundry room, mud room. Some of the things that I might want to suggest to you, if you have a combined space where your washer and dryer is where your mud room is to be as practical as possible. Although I'm a big proponent of hardwood floors throughout a house, it's been my life experience, if you have children and we're dealing in the Northeast with weather, is that that space, the laundry room, mudroom space, might be better served with tile. Tile has become so beautiful now, sometimes it gives the hardwood floors a run for its money. I wouldn't necessarily, if I were building or it was renovating, go with wood or continue with the wood in the space. In this case, I would go with a wonderful tile, preferably a larger tile. The larger the tile, the less amount of grout and less amount of maintenance. Also, the technology now for heating the floors in those space, so much less expensive. And if we can do a heated floor there, wow, coming in the winter months and having a warm floor on your feet is kind of nice. So larger tile in general in those spaces, mudroom spaces, tile is preferred. We definitely want a very small grout line on the floor in that space. And then we want to do something that's very important. We want to have some sort of mudroom entry that gives us a bench that gives us storage underneath for shoes so the shoes aren't all over the place. Maybe something that has a wonderful wainscoting in the back that's high, and then beautiful hooks so that we can hang up the coats that we're using at that time. And then above it, some storage for hats, for other things. And then if we can incorporate some sort of an enclosed closet, that would be terrific as well. If we don't have the opportunity to enclose a closet, that organizer at the entrance is key. I've been doing this. I've been painting the walls sort of neutral grays these days. So the one I did most recently, which was a mudroom / laundry room, I painted out in Benjamin Moore's gray owl, which is a terrific gray, with super white trim. We did white on the floor, nice white tiles, big, like 16 by 16 white tiles in the space with white grout. So it was a nice clean surface and easy to keep clean. We did an inexpensive, I will say we did an expensive utility sort of area rug that was a geometric with some blues in it that can just be washed out or tossed, but really added some color and some texture to the space. But we did, we created a, simply with simple lumber, we created a bench that you could sit on, and the bench had storage. We painted everything out in a black semi-gloss, which was nice. We did wainscoting. We painted it out black as well. Then we had hooks that were chrome that went across. And then we worked with grays and a little bit of pop of blues in that space, white washer and dryer, and worked with the gray and blue palette in this case. Really nice. The key here was storage. So there was an opportunity in another space is to do a wall, thin wall of cabinets, which I did in that space, and all the extras, in this case, all the linens, everything else that they had for storage, extra shampoo, everything they had was in these closets that went into sort of a niche space. So that laundry room, mud room, really took care of a lot of their needs. In fact, the homeowner has so much storage there, they're even storing some canned goods right outside the kitchen in the mud room area. So it did its job and then some. The importance of a laundry room is first, of course, for laundry stuff, but other things as well. Cleaning supplies. What isn't that the best place to put your cleaning supplies? How about wrapping stuff? In my my laundry room, I have an area that I keep for wrapping because I have the washer and dryer as a flat surface to work on. Ironing boards, that's another thing. Ironing boards, sometimes you can do a built-in ironing board that folds down. That's kind of a nice thing to do. That'll help you with any flat surface you need to do work on, and it's actually at the right height. The one thing about a washer and dryer is they're a little bit higher up, so when you're wrapping, you have to pretty much be standing. But with an ironing board, you can sort of make the heights work for you and do other tasks on it. So that's another thing that you can do in your laundry room space. Now I want to talk about sometimes the washer and dryer goes in odd spaces. And one of the most odd ones was a house I worked at in Princeton. And in that case, the washer and dryer were in the powder room. Has anybody ever come across that? Where you go to a house and the washer and dryer are actually in the powder room? So that was sort of a funny scenario. And what I did in that space was I wasn't really able to separate them. It was just the way it was set up, and there wasn't a lot of room in that powder room. Decided to just go in that case with making the space as pretty as possible. In the house in Princeton, I found a great wall vinyl, a really good-looking wall vinyl that looked like grass paper in a medium gray tone. And we carried that not only over the part that was the powder room, but also all the way around where the laundry room was. We did beautiful molding, nice white, good profile molding in that space all the way around. Our pop color there was a citrus green on top of the where the washer and dryer was. I put up some shelves and that were open shelves, and I put some beautiful citrus green lanterns and a basket and some other things. We definitely had an area to the side in this case, top to bottom, that I had for closed storage. But I opted to do beautiful open shelves all the way above and make that space attractive and decorative because I really couldn't close off the washer and dryer within the powder room. Just made it as decorative as possible, a great color that went all around, wallpaper that all the way around, and carried sort of a decorative element to the other side and balanced the powder room. So there are ways aesthetically to get around it. Again, laundry rooms can be drab, but they don't have to be. They can be absolutely beautiful. In this case, I would have to say in the home in Princeton, we really made the space beautiful and didn't cover up the washer and dryer. Now I want to talk about the final area of laundry rooms that give, I think, people the most trouble. My other location, of course, I'm here in Ringo's, but my other location is in Maplewood, New Jersey, 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, next to the post office. And even the beautiful houses right outside the village that were built in the 20s, the 30s. Most of the washers and dryers in these relatively small but beautifully appointed homes are in the basement. The second thing is because the houses are of that time period, the ceilings are very low, and you feel like you're going into a cave. And I feel sorry for people when I go down there that have to do their laundry and spend lots of time in a space that feels like a cave. So I want to give you some ideas if your laundry room is in your unfinished basement, things that you can do to make things be a little bit better for you. And number one is, if you do nothing else, the first thing that we're going to start with is lighting. And often these older basements with low ceilings have not a lot of lighting. Let's do some creative lighting. Let's do some things that are maybe have some sort of glass to them, some clear glass or crackle glass. If we have the opportunity, maybe we get some of those beautiful pendants that are out there now and just hang them maybe this much, just a small amount, off the ceiling and have some modern pendants. Let's do some creative things to have a lot of light in the space that's typically often very dark. The second thing we want to do is if we have a cinder block foundation, there are paints for cinder block. In fact, there are paints that can deal with some of the porosity of cinder block foundation. And let's paint out the space. Let's paint that basement in a beautiful light gray, maybe a blue gray or a brown gray, or maybe a pop of green in that space, or a pop of pale blue in that space. Let's make the space more appealing. If we have a perfect scenario, perhaps we have the opportunity to cover up that. Inexpensive beadboard, it might be nice to have the beadboard go up over the certain portion of the basement where the laundry is, and have beautiful beadboard in that space and paint that out in a beautiful color, and have pegs on the paint on the board for both functionality and opportunities to put up artwork and things that make it look better. Let's address the floor when you have a basement floor that's not finished. In that area, of course, it's going to be very cold. So perhaps, if nothing else, we'll paint the floor with a wonderful deck or floor paint, like a crisp white or a gray on the floor. And then we want to put down rugs, synthetic rugs, indoor, outdoor rugs. I always use them in basement spaces. So if it's wet, they just go outside. A synthetic fiber rug in the space when you're working. Maybe something that a really pretty pop of citrus green, or maybe lavender, or maybe a color that doesn't, that it's a basement, something that's sort of cheerful in that space. And bring that up a little bit. Try to make our space in the basement as pleasant as possible. The one good thing about having your washer and dryer in the basement is that it might encourage you to finish off that basement and make it feel like it's more a part of the rest of the house. So a lot of different scenarios. I gave you a scenario of when it's in the basement, when the washer and dryer is in the basement, when it's in the powder room, when it's in the kitchen, when it's basically just a closet, when you have your own laundry room, when it's part of the mud room. So I think we've covered all the bases. I want to give ultimately some of the best ideas I can give you that I worked on all week for your laundry room space. Number one on my list for laundry room is start by removing all the clutter. The unmatched shoes, take everything out of the space. The unmatched shoes, the coats on the floor, the furniture polish, the ironing cover board that's ripped, all the things that aren't working, all the things that are out, get everything out of the space. then the next thing we're going to do is address the lighting in the space. Is the lighting sufficient? Is the lighting attractive? Flush mount fixtures are as inexpensive as possible, and now there's so many new styles of them. You can have a flush mount fixture, and they're actually attractive. Let's address the lighting in the space. The next thing we're going to do, regardless of what the space is, we're going to pick a terrific paint color. These days, of course, grays, blues, and greens are incredibly popular. I did bring in studio. I have a color of one that I'm working on right now, and I'll bring it out here. See if you can see this. This is a Benjamin Moore paint color that I'm using currently on a laundry room, and it's of the Williamsburg collection. It's CW460. Benjamin Moore's Williamsburg CW460. It's called Green Umber. It's sort of a really interesting citrus green color. I don't know if camera can capture that. It's a really nice color, and we're doing crisp white, super white trim, and this kind of neat green. And we're going to bring in elements of natural wood and succulents into the space and make it very, very attractive in this case. You want to make that space as appealing as possible. Again, it's when you're doing some of your worst tasks. Trim and molding go a long way. Again, I can't say enough about big sheets of beadboard. Something that I'm trying on a bathroom I'm doing now in Flemington is when you buy your standard beadboard, your sheets of beadboard, instead of doing them where they run vertically up and down, flip it around. Literally do that. Go horizontal with your board so it runs this way like shiplap. And that's kind of a fun play to do with laundry room spaces or other spaces as well. If you go into the retail store Abercrombie & Fitch, if you notice how their wainscoting done, it's actually wainscoting. It's not shiplap, but it's done in the horizontal position and painted out in a really nice, rich gray tone, which they won't share with me, the color. But that's something that you can do in that space. Gray and green is one of my favorite color combinations. Especially with natural wood. So that's something they can do as well with trim or molding. You can also create interesting shapes with molding. Molding's wonderful. You can do a lot of different stuff with it. Creates a grid on the wall. Maybe you have one wall that's plain. Create a grid using a flat lumber. Inlay that maybe where the sheetrock is or the plaster with some color in there. Molding gives you an opportunity to add extra color and add depth to a space. Utility sink. Again, utility sink is something that will be a big help for you when doing things. Tile on the floor if you can do it. Area rugs that fit the space that are indoor-outdoor rugs. So if there's water or bleach spilled, we want something that's impervious to these things. Cabinets, old cabinets, refreshing old cabinets and using them in the space. Wonderful storage. Beautiful baskets, whether they be wicker baskets, metal baskets. The other day I purchased baskets that were galvanized metal with beautiful black painted words on them and use that for storage. Wire storage, wire and mesh storage are also wonderful in these spaces. There are a lot of ideas that you can do. Just go to any of your Pinterest boards out there, Google images for laundry rooms. Look at these simple, inexpensive sources, or maybe a couple of magazines like Design New Jersey magazine, and look at these spaces and come up with stuff that your laundry room stands out above everybody else's. Well, listen, folks, that went really quick. A lot of talk about when it comes to laundry rooms. Wonderful shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're going to talk about the outside of your house, things that we're going to do, more gardening tips. I'm going to have a representative here from Benjamin Moore. We're going to talk about paint colors, things that you can paint, new paintable surfaces. We're going to have a lot going on in the next couple of weeks as the weather continues to improve. Thank you for listening and watching Modern Design, and we'll see you next week with more of Modern Design. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Get outside, guys. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
She was known as the Silver Fox, the family enforcer, and the wife of one president and the mother of another. We're seeing lots of well wishes and prayers come in for Barbara Bush, who passed away yesterday at the age of 92 with her husband at her side. Former official photographer for the White House, David Valdez, remembers First Lady Barbara Bush.
I'm just a guy from Alice, Texas, and wound up working for the President of the United States. The Bushes embraced me. President Bush and Mrs. Bush actually said in an interview one time they considered me a part of their family.
In other news, President Trump stands ready to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal next month. That's according to Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker. Senator Corker did say some last-minute negotiations with America's European allies could produce a framework that President Trump would like. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State has received some diplomatic practice, as USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump confirming that CIA Chief Mike Pompeo traveled to